Mm-hmm. Now, this yellow jacket is a black bee with yellow stripes on it. Mm-hmm. And the,
Where does he build his nest?
In the ground. Mm-hmm. And the honeybee goes to a beehive or a hive in a tree, and sometimes they make hives in a tree, a hollow tree. Mm-hmm. And some people just grow them, you know, has them. Mm-hmm. Bees. Raises honey.
Mm-hmm. What about an insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper ain't.
Okay. Have you ever heard those called hoppergrass?
Uh-huh.
Who would say that?
All different people.
Would you ever say that?
No. I call them grasshoppers.
Uh-huh. And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the...
attic.
You might find a...
spider web.
Okay. Would that have a spider in it then?
Or? Well, sometimes it does and sometimes it don't.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a spider web?
Uh-huh, it's a spider web either way.
And what about outside, maybe across the...
Well, you have a lot of times outside, they'll, like that bud bean rose, you know, like this. There'll be web from one to the other, you know. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a great huge spot, sometimes that big, mm-hmm. in the butterbean vat.
What about the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the...
the roots.
Have you ever heard of using roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah. They are... he's found a cave out there. That's all I know, honey.
Well, did you ever hear of it, using it for medicine?
I'm going to tell you now. Sassafras tree. Mm-hmm. You can use that for medicine. And you can dig briar root. Mm-hmm. You know, from briars, mm-hmm. cut your briar down and dig your root up. Or dig down underneath it and take some out. Mm-hmm. And that briar root is good for dysentery. Mm-hmm. And some people call it colitis, and some says stomach virus, and you know, different things, you know. But they say that's good for that. And this sassafras root, it's good to make tea out of. It makes delicious tea. And it's good to purify your blood. You know, a lot of people have rhizins, you know, in the blood. You know, they have a bad blood and they'll have rhizins. I know you see them on people's arms and legs.
Mm-hmm. That clears that up?
Yeah, it helps it. What cave was that, Mr. Lee? What cave was that?
I don't know what cave. One of them.
Gin Row?
Down there. Look, where you at? Come on down there.
Down where you have the corn or something?
No, it's a barn down on the side of the road. Uh-huh. Well, some call it a crib, some call it a barn. Uh-huh. We have three barns on this place. And Dan, that's where Mr. he used to have hogs at him.